Okay, well, we'll commence. First of all, I'd just like to advise that due to current COVID-19 pandemic, tonight's meeting, other than the confidential sessions, are being recorded and live streamed by audio on Council's website. A copy of the recording will be placed on Council's website within 48 hours of the meeting concluding. I want to just give a recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural heritage. Council values the unique status of Aboriginal peoples as the original owners and custodians of lands and waters, including the lands and waters of Penrith City. Council values the unique status of Torres Strait Islander people as the original owners and custodians of the Torres Strait Islands and surrounding waters. We work together for united Australia and city that respects this land of ours, that values the diversity of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural heritage, and provides justice and equity for all. The prayer. Sovereign God, tonight as we gather as a council, we affirm that you are the giver and sustainer of life. We come together as representatives of our community to make decisions that will benefit this city and the people within it. We come not in a spirit of competition, not as adversaries, but as colleagues. Help us to treat each other with respect, with dignity, with interest, and with honesty. Help us not just to hear the words we say, but also hear each other's hearts. We seek to be wise in all we do and that we say and do. As we meet, our concern is for this city. Grant us wisdom and courage and strength. Lord, help us. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Our Lord, amen. Councillors, declare the ordinary meeting of 27th of July 2020 open. We're all present, there are no apologies. Councillor Greg Davies, you there? No, so someone like to move an apology for Councillor Greg Davies for the time. Amen. Move Mark, seconded Aaron. Discussion, who's not put it carried. Are there any... The next item on the agenda is confirmation of the minutes of the meeting of the 22nd of June 2020. I'll move it. We move Councillor Cartwright, seconded Councillor McEwen. Any discussion?
With item 21, I believe that I voted against that item, but that's not in the minutes.
He didn't ask for your name to record it as such, Kevin, so the minutes are correct. Do you want to move otherwise? No? Okay, so the confirmation of the minutes of the 22nd of June 2020, adoption of the minutes have been moved by Councillor Cartwright, seconded by Councillor McEwen. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, declare it carried. Are there any declarations of interest in respect of any of the matters on the business paper this evening?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Mark Davies.
Item 7 and item 8. I think item 7 is the funding for Cheap Towns, the state member from Mulgrave. So I won't vote on that. Well, I won't leave, but I just won't vote on it. And number 8, I believe is Westcare, which I'm a director of, is receiving some money through the COVID-19.
So a non-pecuniary, lesser significant declaration of interest, of which you will not vote or participate in the debate.
Correct.
Any other declarations of interest? Councillor Bernard Bertusa.
Now, item 7 and 10 both relate to funding programs from Minister for Sports office. I work for the Minister for Sports, so I won't be voting and I won't be commenting on either of those items.
So a similar declaration of interest as Councillor Mark Davies. I have a declaration of interest in relation to item 21, I think it is, Valley Sports Foundation loan application. I'm the auditor of the organisation, so I will declare that pecuniary significant interest, and I will ask the Deputy Mayor to take over for that item. Thank you. Aaron?
Yeah, sorry, you just reminded me. I'm a director of this Perth Valley Sports. It's a less, non-pecuniary, less than significant, but I won't be voting on the loan.
Okay. No other declarations of interest in relation to any of the matters? Is that a yes or no?
No.
Okay. Councillors, there is no one addressing the meeting, and we do have one mayoral minute, and it's again, it's a celebration of the good work that this council does all local government industry. So Councillor Greg Davies has just joined us.
My apologies, Mr. Mayor, I had internet problems.
Yep. Penrith City Council recognition in New South Wales Local Government Awards. I'm pleased to inform you that Penrith City Council was recognised in the recent New South Wales Local Government Excellence Award. All 12 of Council's nominations reached the final judging stage, and we went on to win the Excellence in People and Culture Award and receive Highly Commended in the Community Development and Services category. The Excellence in People and Culture Award applies to populations over $60,000 and recognise Council's Journey to Remuneration, Reward and Recognition Excellence Project. This outstanding project, led by our People and Culture Department, followed on from our 2017 Employee Engagement Survey and outlines the steps Council is taking to becoming an employer of choice and an industry leader in remuneration, benefits and recognition. The work behind the Journey to Remuneration, Reward and Recognition Excellence Project will help us attract the best and brightest people to our organisation to ensure we can continue to create, deliver and maintain the best services and programs for our residents. I'm told the judges were extremely impressed with our submission, and I would like to congratulate everyone involved in the project. Waste Services Oxley Park Door Knock Project received Highly Commended in the Community Services Population Over 100,000 category. This innovative project was designed to overcome a communication disconnect between residents and council in the Oxley Park region. While consulting with the community, our Waste Services team discovered that problems were not being reported. Over the course of the project, the team visited more than 700 properties and met with a large cross-section of residents, gaining valuable insights into local waste issues. They also distributed waste information and compostable bags, fixed broken bins, and encouraged residents to report illegal dumping and parking. In addition, they informed residents about the drop-off days for electronic waste and household hazardous waste, and how to use the community recycling centre. I'd like to thank everyone involved in the Oxley Park Door Knock project on this well-deserved recognition and on their work to improve communication and engagement with our community. The New South Wales Local Government Excellence Award celebrates outstanding achievements and promotes innovative and continuous improvement. Council's success in these awards reflects the high calibre of our staff, our programs and initiatives. Madam Deputy Mayor.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. And yes, the fact that Council, all of our 12 nominations reached the final judging stage is something that the staff should be extremely proud of. I think it's very timely as we head into Local Government Week next week. And here we are showcasing what our local government area has to offer, and certainly the projects that our staff are producing and promoting on the ground. Particularly pleased with the Colleton project and the Oxley Park project, the Door Knock project there, and this indeed is such a fabulous community engagement effort by the staff, and I'm really pleased that it has received recognition and an excellence award. Something I've always said, we're doing great things in Penrith, but we don't tend to celebrate them enough. And I think we should really take the time to congratulate all the staff who are involved and celebrate these great successes. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. Councillors, there's no one further wishes to comment. That will take us on to item 9, which is the adoption of the Local Traffic Committee meeting minutes of the 6th of July 2020. Been moved, Councillor McEwen, seconded Councillor Cornish. Are there any questions?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Cornish, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, you know, not having meetings can be pretty dangerous in my view, because we don't have one for the Traffic Committee. We don't even have a Zoom meeting for that. And I look at GB1 on Station and Reserve Street, then it put a roundabout in. Now, I haven't seen discussion on this or heard anything, but that's just another disaster happening in Penrith for people trying to drive across there. If you're coming from the council building end and you're going across to the Kmart building, it's a hell of a way to get across. You've got to go down and get on the Union Street, then you go up there and you battle at the roundabout to get around the corner. You go down further and go around because we've got Judge's car park in the way. We can't go straight through. And they're going to put another roundabout. I don't know how big it is. You know, if it's going to be a big one or just a little flat one or what. But I can see that being a major problem just on the traffic in that area. And I'd really, you know, I'm happy to second it, but I'd rather that item was deferred at the moment so I can see some plans on it, because it was put in as a GB item. Now, on the Traffic Committee, for councillors who don't go to Traffic Committee, general business items are last-minute items. So I don't think people have had the time to digest the actual impacts of this. I think it's something I'd like to have a look at. I'm not saying I'd be voting against it, but I'd like the opportunity, and I think that's what we're there for. And I'd ask that any future local traffic meetings are at least Zoom meetings so we can discuss these things.
How do you say that, Mayor?
Sorry, Councillor Mark Davies.
Happy to second that.
Councillor McKeown, are you happy to have that, being that item GB1 be deferred further consultation with Councillor Walls?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, so you're happy with that, Councillor Cornish?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, no further comments? If not, the recommendation that is adoption of the minute, subject to the deferral of GB item 1 regarding the Station and Reserve Streets endorsement of design plan. I'll put it, those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Councillors, that takes us on to the delivery programs. The first item is the draft Penrith Section 7.12 Development Contribution Plan for Non-Residential Development. This is a 375A matter. Is there any discussion? It's been moved.
Moved by Mayor Kevin.
Moved by Councillor Cramery. Do I have a second? Councillor McEwen. Is any discussion? There is not. And those in favour, please raise their right hand. I see a lot of right hands. Thank you very much. I declare it passed unanimously. Item 2 is the Penrith Development Infrastructure Assessment Policy. There's no discussion. Someone would like to move. Councillor Mark Davies, seconded Councillor Cartwright. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, declare carried. Item 3 is the submission of the New South Wales floodplain land package. Councillor Cramery, happy to move?
Yes, I'll move it, Mr. Mayor, but I'd like to make a few comments.
Absolutely. Before you do that, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Seconded. Sorry, was that Councillor McEwen?
No, it was Hitchin.
Councillor Hitchin, thank you.
Yes, yeah. Being on the flood committee, I've been privy to a lot of maps, and that most of the councillors would not have seen what the PMF does and how it affects. What you end up with is basically Penrith and St Mary's both joined by floodwaters. It's like fingers that all interact with one another. And it is incredible when you see if we do get something big. In the 1920s, there was a picture of cars on Station Street where they were driving through with water halfway up their wheels. When we look at the 1867 flood, we had water up above Memory Park to what was the post office. It is frightening. If we get something like that, there will be thousands of lives lost. We do try to plan for that. The lucky part about Penrith is if we get a flood in that area, you can basically walk up the hill and walk out of the flood. It's whether people will do it or not is another thing. Governor Macquarie, when he came out here, he wanted everybody to move to higher ground and they wouldn't listen to him. Penrith Council, I think, should consider the area from Lemon Grove right out to Landolo. Landolo and that top area up there are all above 49 metres. Two-thirds of Landolo is above the PMF. So the council should be looking to the future that high area, the ridge that runs from Lemon Grove right out, is where we should be looking at putting sensitive items. So I just make that comment to the officers and to the councillors, because this is really crucial to us if we get anything above the 1 in 100. Even the 1 in 100 is going to cause devastation in Penrith.
Thank you, Councillor Cramer. Councillor Hitcher, do you wish to add anything?
No, thank you.
Councillors, Councillor Greg Davies, you...
Happy.
Well, the recommendation is as printed. It's been moved, Councillor Cramer, seconded by Councillor Marcus Cornish. Comment?
Okay. Fully agree with Councillor Cramer on that, but the only problem we have with all that area is we haven't been told where the freeway's going or where the exits are going. So until the state government tell us that, I don't think we can do a great deal, but I do agree with what he's saying.
Thank you, Councillor Cornish. There's no further speakers. Those in favour of the recommendation as printed, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Fourth item there is the submission to a discussion paper on a housing strategy for New South Wales.
Move it.
You move, Councillor Prisney. Seconded, Councillor McEwen. Councillor Prinsley, do you wish to say anything?
No, just recommend the report. Thanks.
Councillor McEwen? No. I'll make a comment, and that's the report actually does talk about improving the movement from rental to home ownership and ask the state government to do or look into it to see where we can improve that result. So to my way of thinking, that's positive. Because if people own their own homes, then they're more likely to participate in community activities and become part of the community, which is good. So no further discussion. We move Councillor Prisney, seconded Councillor McEwen.
Mr. Mayor, sorry, I had my hand up.
Oh, sorry, Councillor Hitchin. Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make one mention. There's a one sentence they talk about increasing the supply of accessible and adaptable housing. And then they go on to about talking about increasing the supply of affordable and social housing, but you don't see those two items together. So accessible and affordable housing. I think we have to make sure that that accessible housing is across all levels of the housing we're looking for.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair comment. I would assume that it would be a given. No further comments. So, no further discussion. The recommendation is printed to be moved for Councillor Presley, second, and Councillor McEwen. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Item five is a question of road classifications.
Move it, Chairman.
Been moved, Councillor Cramery, second, and Councillor Cornish. Discussion. Recommendation then is printed. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, declare it carried. Outcome four, we have safe fibre replacements. There's one item there. It's to do with a tender for Kingswood pedestrian lighting.
Move it.
Move it. Seconded.
Sorry, move, Councillor. Councillor Greenay, seconded, Councillor Hitchin. Any discussion? There is none. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, I declare it carried. Outcome six is we have healthy and share strong community spirit. I note that councillors Mark Davies has declared an interest in item 7 and 8, and councillor Bernard Batusa in item 7 and 10. So item 7 is the New South Wales Greater Sydney Sports Facility Fund funding for Chet Towns Reserve amenity block.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, did we deal with item 6?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Item 7. Did you want to say something about item 6, Gus? Item 7.
Still moving.
We move Councillor Greg Davies.
Seconded.
Councillor Brian Cartwright. There is no discussion. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, declare it carried. COVID-19 Community Recovery Fund projects recommended for funding.
Move it.
Move Councillor Greg Davies. Do I have a seconder?
Second it.
Councillor McEwen. Sorry, it was Councillor. Discussion? There is none. I'll put the recommendation as printed. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, declare it carried. Gibb Street Recreation, item 9 on the agenda.
Move it.
Precinct Master Plan. We move Councillor Greg Davies.
Second
it. Councillor Kevin Cramery. Do you wish to speak on Councillor Davies?
No, it says it all, I think. Good project.
Fantastic.
It's a long time coming, and I really wish to see it come to fruition.
I'd probably just like to compliment the officers involved in it, because it has been a long time coming. There's been a lot of work done in it by a number of people over a number of years, and this is probably one of the final steps to getting something there that the community can use. So the recommendation is printed. Been moved, Councillor Greg Davies, seconded, Councillor Cramery.
Mr. Mayor, hello.
Councillor,
I'm happy to add that to the recommendation, your words there.
Okay, you're happy for that to be added to the recommendation, Councillor Cramery?
Oh, of course.
Good. Thank you, Councillor Davies. I'll put the recommendation with that addition. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, declare it carried. Item 10 is the Mark Lee's amenity upgrade.
Move it.
Move it.
Moved by Councillor Greg Davies. Who was the seconder?
Councillor Hitchin.
Councillor Hitchin, thank you. Councillor Davies? Nothing?
It's another great project. I'm glad to see some of these things are coming together now.
Okay, the recommendation is as printed. Those in favour?
Aye.
Those again, were carried. Outcome 7, we have confidence in our council. Item 11 is the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee report, which is a quarterly thing. We move, Councillor.
Move it.
Presley, seconded, Councillor McEwen. Discussion. There is none. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, declare it carried.
Item 12 is closure of a temporary road at Pandoria Street, Claremont Meadows.
Closing Pandora's Box, are we? I'll move.
Yep, that's probably a good move.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Moved by Councillor Greg Davies, seconded by Councillor Cartwright. No discussion. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, they're carried. Right, the next item is number 13, acceptance of grant funding for local roads and communities.
Second it.
It's too quick for me. Who was it? Councillor Davies again?
No, I missed.
Oh, Councillor Cartwright and seconded Councillor Grammery. Wish to say anything, Councillor Cartwright?
Just commend the report and the council officers for their hard work and securing this funding for some really good projects, Mr. Mayor.
Yep, very good. Councillor Grammery?
That's fine, it's self-evident.
The recommendation then is there as printed?
No, Mr. Mayor, I haven't my hand up.
Oh, I can't see on the left-hand side. I wonder why that is.
Maybe I'll have to move to that at the right thing.
You're surfing the net, Mr. Mayor, in the top of the rain.
Okay, Councillor Hitchin.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to thank the council officers for looking at the bus boarding point upgrades in Penrith. As much as we have a lot more accessible buses now, we don't have a lot of bus boarding points, so it's still difficult for those people in wheelchairs and mobility scooters to access public transport. So I'd just like to thank Hans and his crew for actually looking at that and putting some money towards it.
Excellent. Any other comments? Councillors, recommendation then being moved by Councillor Cartwright, seconded by Councillor Cranberry. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
As against, declare it carried. Item 14 is transfer of lot 4 to council public road purposes. That's lot 4, 27114, DP 271141.
Move it.
Move Councillor Mark Davies, seconded Councillor Greg Davies. Discussion. There is none. Those in favour, please say aye. Declare it carried. Item 16 is the lot consolidation of Collerton Neighbourhood Centre at 30 Jetson Street, Collerton. Councillor Greg Davies moving. Councillor Todd Carney seconding. No comments. No further discussion. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried.
We miss item 15, Mr. Mayor?
Sorry?
We miss item 15. Chesham Streets and Mirrors.
We did.
We did? Yeah, I would have crossed out. Yes, you like to move, Councillor Patterson?
Sure.
Seconded Councillor Cook?
Move it. Second it.
Yes, you say anything, Councillor Patterson? Those in favour, please say aye.
Question, please, Mr. Mayor.
Question, Councillor Cranberry.
When you look at the map or the drawing that's there, it talks about for a roundabout. That means that there would be some coming up 9 and 10 at some stage for a roundabout to go there, is that right? Or a cul-de-sac or something.
This is, you're talking about item 15 Chisholm Street.
Yes. Now, if you look at the appendix to it, land required for verge to the north of the cul-de-sac to be dedicated to public road. Is there a cul-de-sac there?
I couldn't find...
Mr. Ritchie.
through you, Mr. Mayor, it's planned to be a cul-de-sac head and not connecting to Glossop Street.
Right, so that means that some would have to come off 9 and 10 at some stage.
Again, through you, Mr. Mayor, the cul-de-sac head has been absorbed into the northern site and will not affect the landowners to the south on lot 9 and 10.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Cranberry.
Nathan, that's a heck of a beard you got going there.
Thank you.
So it's been moved by Councillor Tester, the second of Councillor Cornish. Those in favour?
Aye.
Oh, sorry, it was Councillor Carney. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. And did we deal with item 16? We did. No, we have a very consolidation of Golden Neighbourhood Centre, Jensen Street.
Seconded.
We moved Councillor Hitchin, seconded Councillor Greg Davies. Discussion? There is none. Yes,
that's been a long time coming, sorting out those blocks of land too, so congratulations on getting it done.
That's what happens when we have a lot of time on our hands to do all the housekeeping, Kevin. Item 17. Sorry, I'll put the recommendation. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Item 17 is the variation to easement and 88B instrument at 128 Andrews Road, Cranbrook. Councillors will have received an update on the report indicating the current owners of the property, which wasn't disclosed in the report as presented originally. Any questions in relation to the matter?
Move it.
Mark, second it.
Moved.
Councillor Thane.
Councillor Thane, thank you. Second. Councillor Carpenter. Discussion? There is none. It was carried. Next one is a tender in relation to roof sheeting and ancillary works at 6 Peachtree Road, Penrith.
Move that, Mr. Mayor.
We move Councillor Cornish. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McEwen. You wish to speak on it, Councillor Cornish?
Yes, I do, Mr. Mayor. I have some concerns on that. I move that it has to be done and it's a good tender. We were buying this property, which was pre-COVID. All the COVID problems aside, we know it's a gym, we know they've got problems, shutdowns and everything, so it's our investment we lose. But it wasn't made clear that we were going to need a new roof at that time. We were told a certain percentage of a return, but this virtually wipes out a year's takings, COVID aside. So I'm just wondering what the process is when we buy between departments. We have the bean counting department, which says it's a great buy, and we go by that. But we assume that the building side, the inspection side, has been done as it would be for any other building in Penrith. Now, when that came back to us, no one said that will need a new roof. There was nothing at a briefing or anything that I can recall. I think in the future, I think that this needs to be tidied up and we need to be told contingencies to expect when we go and buy these things, because we have bought other properties as well, and I don't remember any of those properties where they've come back and said, we'll have to replace this, that or anything else. So on this, I'm a bit disappointed. Whether it's just departments not communicating between each other and coming back to us, because we have to make these final decisions based on the information that we're given. So if we're not given the full information, it affects the investment we make for the people of Penrith.
Thank you, Councillor Cornish. Councillor McEwen, you wish to say anything? Is Mr. Ritchie available? You'd like to make a comment?
I'd prefer to hear from the officers, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Ritchie?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. At the time of acquisition, the market range that was provided to council and the negotiated and final purchase price was reflective of the condition of the asset, and this anticipated those works. So with respect to councillors' concerns about making sure departments are talking to each other, this is all taken care of within the same department, and we ensure that buildings are assessed with due diligence, that asset maintenance plans are put in play, budgets are put aside to ensure that these works are undertaken to protect council's assets now and into the future.
Thank you, Mr. Ritchie. Councillor Mark Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Was there a building report done prior to purchase?
Mr. Ritchie.
Again, through you, Mr. Chair, there were a number of due diligence reports. A building inspection was undertaken on multiple times, which fed part of the collateral for acquisition. A subsequent report was undertaken in March, which was more detailed after a significant rain event that we became more aware that this roof needed to be repaired.
Sorry, I just missed what was done before the acquisition.
So there was a number of reports through the acquisition process when we undertook our due diligence. That included asset inspections from both the agents as well as the staff undertaking the onboarding of the asset through the acquisition process.
So specifically a building report that would have picked up the roof condition.
Mm-hmm.
So what did it articulate in that report?
That the roof was in poor condition and that while a repair could be undertaken, that the future works would need to be, I guess, repaired at some stage into the future.
Okay.
We'll be brought forward as part of these works to ensure that we have the whole roof undertaken now as part of, I guess, long-term maintenance of the asset and the building life cycle costs that would be associated with that asset.
Sure. All right. Well, look, I just probably reiterate what's been said before. It would probably be good to include that in the report when we bring the report up to council on the purchase of the asset, just so that we're all aware.
Of course, and that's a good process improvement.
Yep.
Mr. Moore, do you wish to add anything?
No, not necessarily any further questions, Mr. Mayor. Practice of bringing valuations and the associated reports has been something we've done as we did our acquisitions, but they're tabled and taken back from council at that time. So we can continue to do that to ensure we understand what the asset life cycle is and what condition we're buying it in.
Councillor Brandon Retusa.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to add to what Councillor Davies and Councillor Corney said. I think... And look, I'll put my hand up and say I'm guilty. I don't read everything that comes across my desk. I think it would be good if there is something we need to be aware of, highlight it to us. In this case, you know, obviously there was an issue with the roof. That's all we need to know, that we're getting value for money for the people of Penrith. I think that's the important part here. I think that's what Councillor Cornish and Councillor Davies are suggesting. So we don't need to see reams and reams of trees. We just need to know the facts.
Thank you, Councillor Retusa. Any other further comments? Councillor Cornish, you wish to conclude?
I think it's all been said, Mr. Mayor, and thanks for listening.
Okay, so the recommendation then is the recommendation as printed. It has been moved by Councillor Cornish and seconded by Councillor McEwen. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Takes us on to the item 19, which is the local government conference to be held in November, should indeed it be held. There is a requirement to nominate attendees to that conference, either as voting delegates, of which we have 9 able to appoint, or as observers. So, Councillor Thane, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to nominate Councillor Presty, Councillor Greg Davies, Councillor Karen McEwen, and Councillor Thane as voting delegates with Councillor Cook as an observer.
Councillor, that's 4 voting delegates. Does anyone else wish to attend? Councillor Cramery?
Yes, please. I normally go as a delegate.
Yes. Councillor Cornish?
No, Mr. Mayor. I do have something I want to say about it, though.
Well, what do you like to do with this? Councillor Retusa, Councillor Hitchin?
Yep. Yep.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Yes?
Yes, please.
Yep. Councillor Hitchin?
Yes, thank you.
Councillor Aiken, you wish to attend? You'll have to turn your mute on off, Jim.
if he gets in.
Okay. So, are there any other interests?
I'd just like to just wait a little bit longer to see what happens with the virus.
Yep. So,
what's the fifth Wednesday, Mr. Chair?
November the 22nd, I think, or no.
When does the checkbooking stop? It doesn't make a difference now, that's just 5 minutes there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it'll make much difference.
No.
Councillor Slane, you happy to add to your recommendation?
Mr. Mayor.
Voting delegates will be Councillor Cranberry, Councillor Patricia, Councillor Hitchin, Councillor Cartwright.
If there's a spot available, look, I'm happy to go, Mr. Mayor.
And myself, Councillor Fowler. So that's 10, nine voting delegates and one observer, of which I would assume if anyone drops out, then the observer will become the voting delegate. And Councillor Jim Aikens also indicated an interest in attending. So do I have you're going to move that, Councillor Thane? Do I have
a move that, Mr. Mayor?
Seconded, Councillor Cartwright. Councillor Cornish, you wish to say something?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, the idea of local government, the conference, is to represent the different councils, of course, but I'm finding that there is little representation about the erosion of the powers of council. And I find it very concerning. I mean, we've had IHAPs come in. We don't have a say in what's built in our areas anymore. We've had the Greater Sydney Commission come in with overriding again, even the Airport Authority. And I read in the paper the other day that now we're getting a Parks Authority, which will extend over here. I think we should be pushing the local government at the conference about actually representing local government, because we're going to become extinct the way things are going, and we'll just be an extension of the state government without councillors. And I find that a frightening situation for the people that we represent, when I think most of us would agree state government should be, the middle management should be axed. But I just want to make the point that then I don't believe that they're pushing hard enough for the people in the organisations, that being council, and getting our authority back to where it should be.
Councillor, I think that's the right venue, the Local Government Association, to air those thoughts. If you want to foreshadow an emotion to be put to the Local Government Association in relation to seen as a diminution in powers of local government and disenfranchising representatives, which I think is what you're speaking about.
Yes.
Then we'll talk about that later on at a briefing.
Yes, so if we could have it at a briefing, it'll be excellent.
Councillor McEwen.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. And I know local government New South Wales have been doing a lot of advocacy on behalf of councils. And I'm sure if we contacted local government New South Wales, they would be more than happy to supply councillors with an overview of what their advocacy program has been, because it's actually a plan that they have set in place. And, you know, that goes to federal and state advocacy, predominantly state, of course, but we do also have a seat at the federal table as well. And I'm sure if we asked the officers in at local government New South Wales, they would be more than happy to supply information about what they have been doing, what their plan of advocacy is, and some of the wins, because we've had some significant wins along the way in terms of you know what we've been able to get back for councils. And I think just last week we dealt with, I think, the federal government grants on the roads, you know, and the millions of dollars that our council specifically was able to reap out of that. And that was based on advocacy, which came out of local government New South Wales. So I think it just might be, you know, a little bit of sharing information and knowledge, but I'm sure the officers there would be more than happy to supply councillors with that if we ask them to.
Sure, Councillor McEwen, the council officers who are at the meeting have taken that on board and will liaise with them accordingly. Councillor Greg Davies.
Mr Mayor, the president of the local New South Wales local government is a lovely person and gets out around to a lot of councils. It may be worthwhile, because I don't think she's been to a meeting at council, at Penrith Council. Could we send her an open invitation to attend a briefing one night just to advise us exactly what's happening with local government New South Wales?
We'll consider that, yes.
Thank you.
I'm sure she would welcome the opportunity, Mr Mayor.
Yep. Sure she'd love to.
Presented to the Western City Parklands Mayors some month or so ago. Any further comments? The recommendation then has been moved by Councillor Thayne, seconded by Councillor Cartwright. I won't go through the names, but in addition to that, that probably Council consider a motion to local government authority reviewing the roles of councillors in their community and their authorities. Happy with that, Councillor Thayne?
Yes, Mr Mayor, quite happy with that.
Councillor Cartwright?
Yes, Mr Mayor.
No further discussion? I'll put that motion. Those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, declare it carried. Item 20 is a road dedication of Wolseley Road and Gibbs Street, Jamison Town.
Can I move 20 to 23 inclusive?
Mr Mayor, just a reminder, you've declared an interest in item 21, and I'd like to call out item
21. Yep.
Okay, so let's go back and do them. There's only four to go. 20, which is a road dedication for something that was left off a plan in 1880. If I
I'll move it.
You remember it, then, Kev?
Kevin was talking to the person.
The recommendation's been moved, Councillor Crabtree, and seconded by Councillor. No further discussion. Is there? Sorry, if you wish to say anything.
No, Miss.
Okay. I'll move your hand. Those in favour then say aye. Mm-hmm. Those against, I declare it carried. Which takes us to item 21, and I'm going to absent myself from whatever it is I absent myself from. The meeting?
From the meeting room. Okay, councillors, item 21.
Second it.
So it was moved, sorry, I missed who moved it.
Greg.
Oh, Councillor Greg Davies?
No, Councillor Bertusa.
Oh,
Councillor Bertusa. Move Councillor Bertusa, seconded Councillor Cornish. All those in favour?
Aye.
All those against? Declare that carried. Adam, would you like to call the Mayor back into the meeting while we deal with item 22? Welcome back, Mr Mayor.
Oh, it was very brief. Must have been great debate.
It was fabulous debate. Thank you.
Item 22 is local government remuneration.
I'd like to move it, Mr Mayor, with and I'd just like to add to the recommendation, if I could, please.
Please do, Councillor. I hear the addition. Thank you.
Okay. So the... item one would be that the information contained in the report on local government remuneration tribunal determination for mayor councillors for 2020-2021 be received. Ordinary meeting 27 July 2020. Item number two is that council acknowledges that due to COVID-19 pandemic and the recent bushfires, that there has been no increase in the minimum and maximum fees payable for the period, with the figure to remain set at the same level as last year.
Second that.
Three, that the fees payable to the mayor and councillors for 2021 are to remain at last year's level.
That's been moved by Councillor McKeown. Do I have a seconder?
Second that, Mr. Mayor.
Sorry, second that, Councillor Cornish?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, it's a shame we didn't do it with the rates as well.
Yes. New one in the meeting. Comments? Any further discussion?
No.
There is none. Those in favour of the recommendation as moved by Councillor McKeown, seconded by Councillor Cornish, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Carried. Item 23.
Move it.
That's been moved. Who was it? Councillor Cartwright, seconded by Councillor Cook. Discussion? There is none. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against?
Aye.
Declare it carried. Which now takes us on to items of general business. And just wait for it. Get my screen up here. There are a number of items of general business, councillors. The first one is, I have this from Councillor Mark Davies. Councillor Davies.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Yes, it's in regards to increased traffic, some collisions, speeding vehicles along Ridgetop Drive, Glenmore Park. Now, I understand that there has been some interaction with council. There hasn't been any rectification of the issue. It's got to a point now where this is not one neighbour, this is a whole raft of neighbours right along the road there, particularly around outside Fernhill School. They are threatening to park all their cars on the side of the road to reduce it down to one lane. There are cars that have been hit. They can't reverse out. So there's a lot more vehicles moving through that road, a lot more speeding. I know that council has put some counters down. I'd just like to get a memo on when those counters were put down, for how long they were down, where the data was coming back, and I'd like to get a phone call from the engineers. I don't want it to go to the traffic committee because they're not even meeting, we're not even getting any feedback and such, so I don't want to go down that path because I'll just get a standard sort of response. But I'd like to try and look at what could be done because it is a big issue.
Thank you, Councillor Mark Davies. I'm sure you'll have a call or a communication with officers fairly shortly. Councillor Tricia Hitchin, do you have an item?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. On Sunday the 12th of July, I attended a residents' meeting in the Payne Avenue in relation to the planned traffic works they're doing there. There was about 30 people at the meeting, even though it was raining at the time the meeting started. It was quite a positive meeting with the residents. They know that something needs to be done. They agreed to the reduction of the speed limit. They're happy for it to be knocked down to 30 and the traffic cushions. But my problem is those sort of traffic matters actually look at changing driver behaviour when we need to change pedestrian behaviour. So I looked at the council's plan and they're looking at a 2 to 3 metre walkway with 1 metre barricades along 850 metres, and that's to accommodate north and southbound pedestrians. And it also shows that the pedestrians on the map are walking in single file. Now, those of you that have done the Riverwalk or watched the Riverwalk, you know, there's two kinds of walkers there. You've got the the all-out sprint walkers, and they will walk in single file along that barricade. We have also got the groups that walk. You've got the families with the kids in their little bikes and little scooters. You know, you've got the mums with the prams walking three abreast. You want to have a chit-chat. You've got families, large groups of families. And then you've got people in wheelchairs and mobility scooters. They're not going to fit in the one-metre walkway. And I'm just wondering, how are we going to make them do walk in that one-metre walkway? Are we going to look at some sort of enforcement to make them do it? Because they will walk on the road, and it'll be more dangerous because the road is now more narrow because of the barricades. And I don't know if you've seen the photos of the barricades they intend to put up, but they're 1 metre high, and they're horizontally striped yellow and red. It will make the street look like a construction zone. Mr. Mallard, works on the Pen Avenue was brought to us as a COVID emergency, and it was to support physical distancing while encouraging people to stay active. And I can't see how trying to funnel hundreds of people into a single lane 1 metre wide achieves this physical distancing. Unless, of course, our aim is actually just to stop people walking there altogether. We're spending $10 million upgrading the area from Tench Reserve to Nepean Avenue, which is going to encourage more and more walkers, and then we're making it a construction zone on the other end of the street. So rather than doing this, you know, really ugly quick fix that I don't think is going to achieve what they want to achieve, I think Council needs to look at this whole area of Nepean Avenue, Labrie Avenue, Memorial Avenue, and we need some sort of planning around that whole area. With the new pub being built, and, you know, that's going to be amazing, but it's going to be a huge tourist attraction. So they're looking at 400 car parks for the pub, which is adequate for the pub. What they're not looking at, what we're not looking at, is the extra people who are going to park there and do the walk because they don't want to go down to Tench Reserve where all the crowds are. There's patrons of Emu Hall that are going to park there and walk across the bridge to go to Emu Hall because they don't want to drive over there and have to go through Emu Plains to come back to Penrith. And then you're looking at just that itself. If that park is going to be as popular as I think it's going to be, it'll equally easily turn over its car park twice a day. So you're looking at 800 cars emptying out onto Labrie Avenue, and the large proportion of those will be trying to turn right onto the Great Western Highway. It's something we have to look at before the pub is built, before it's open, and it's all part of this whole part of Nepean Avenue that I think Council needs to take a closer look at. I'm looking at the $10 million we've got to spend on the upgrade for Tench Reserve and Nepean Avenue. Take some of that money. Now, I know that's open space grant money, but why don't we look at doing a cantilever bridge at the back of Nepean Avenue? Something like that would take people off Nepean Avenue, but still lets them complete the river walk. So I know Council is saying that this is a temporary measure, but the problem is temporary is infinite. Now, we've been looking at Nepean Avenue for at least 6 years that I know of, and we haven't come up with a result yet. So is this temporary barricade we're putting up? Is this temporary for 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years? Because we haven't found a solution in 6 years. And I just think, you know, Nepean Avenue is one of the prettiest streets in Penrith, and we're going to turn it into the ugliest street in Penrith because we can't do anything other than that to control the walkers that are on Nepean Avenue. I just think we need to look at something better.
Councillor Hitchin, as you're probably aware, there's been a committee elected by that meeting, and we're trying to arrange a meeting with that committee with council staff and councillors, or at least myself, to look at the whole issue down there, particularly given that the block cabinet is something into the future. We hope to have that meeting sometime this week, and I understand it will be part of a briefing to Council on this coming Monday. So, Mr Mitchell, would you like to add anything to that?
Yes, Mr Mayor. I particularly wanted to point out that we will be bringing a report to Monday night's briefing with some more details of the feedback that we've received from residents. We'll certainly have some details about other longer-term options that we've prepared previously and had discussions with the residents some years ago. There's clearly it's a complex issue. As far as I'm aware, you can't compel or infringe pedestrians, particularly for for walking, but what we can do is encourage them to walk in the right locations by having a dedicated shared path, having a separate cycling on the road, and generally slowing down the traffic in that environment. We can make a far safer situation for everyone there. So we certainly want to find the best solution, and we want to certainly look forward to some robust discussion with the council about that on next Monday night, and we'll certainly be able to give you an update on a further discussion with that committee of residents hopefully by then as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. Is there anything else? Anyone like to comment on that, or we'll just wait till Monday? I think is probably the best result. Councillor
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ratusa first. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, look, I don't want to say I told you so, but I did tell everyone that they were turning that bird into an eyesore when this was floated, because if you remember correctly, councillors and council staff, it was all about getting the grant money with what we were going to be doing this for. We did it for all the wrong reasons, and everything Councillor Tricia Hitchens said is absolutely correct. We are destroying one of our best streets. It's just a very, very poor decision, and I'm looking forward to finding the right solution.
Yeah, I don't think it's a decision as yet, Councillor Ratusa. I might be wrong, but I don't think it's still up to council.
Well, pretty orange barriers, Mr. Mayor, that they were going to stick in there. It looked pretty ugly to me. It looked pretty foregone conclusion to me.
Councillor Cornish?
Yeah, again, I agree with Councillor Hitchin. Mr. Mayor, some years ago this came up for discussion when they wanted to put a concrete footpath down the road, in the middle of the road, which would have blocked driveways and caused all sorts of trouble as well. And back then I put forward the idea of putting a walkway beside Peach Street Creek, which would take the walkers around and a much more pleasant environment. Panthers indicated they would be happy to give up the land to do that. And in fact, it would even benefit them, they said, because people could come straight to Panthers as well. I do believe, rather than fiddling around the edges, we should be looking at a whole different design, as Councillor Hitchin said. And I think if the pathway went along Peach Street, it would not affect where the people will end up. And it'll be a much more pleasant walk, and the residents will get back what they paid for.
Shall we, Councillor
Martin, please? Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I remember that as well, and I remember that there was all plans drawn up. We actually had, it was shown to us, all these timber walkways and bridges and everything through there, and then it all just sort of disappeared and died off. So someone needs to do a bit of homework and resurrect some of the older designs, I think.
Yep. Well, we'll have the discussion on Monday night. No further comments on that. Councillor Carney, I think you have an item.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just in relation to the contour lines for the Western Sydney Airport, for the noise contours, I've had some contact by some of the residents around Mount Vernon, especially those who have purchased land but haven't built at this stage. There is some concerns up there that the state government's now putting some restrictions on building that previously they tried a couple of years ago but were removed. It looks like they're trying that again. Can we, well, first off, if we can find out whether this is actually happening or not, if not, then can we just get a memo back in point of that? But if there is some changes that are happening around those areas, can we get a briefing to council on what's happening, what impacts are going to happen on the lands around Mount Vernon, Twin Creeks, areas like that, if we can, Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Councillor Carney. Kylie Powell, would you like to comment?
Yeah, 3 years, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Councillors, we have organised a briefing on the 17th of August to update council on the precinct planning more broadly for the Aerotropolis. So happy to cover that issue in particular detail on that night. But briefly, Mr. Mayor, the noise contours remain the same. Councillor Carney's right. We advocated a couple of years ago to ensure that people's existing property and development rights would remain. That is still our position. So if someone has a residential lot that's been approved that they haven't yet built their dwelling house on, it's our position that they ought to be able to build that dwelling house. What I understand is being proposed is that there ought to be no further intensification. So if there's a subdivision that's been approved, that subdivision should be able to continue, but we shouldn't approve further subdivisions that intensify development. And of course, Mr. Mayor, you know, the thinking behind that is all around protecting 24/7 operations of the airport and, of course, protecting the amenity of the community. So, Mr. Mayor, as officers understand it, the draft SEP that's being prepared as we speak maintains Council's former position, but officers absolutely take that issue on notice and will further update Council on that matter as part of the briefing on the 17th of August.
And just quickly, Mr. Mayor, I know Fairfield Council had this matter raised last week as well, so I'm not sure if we... Yeah, discussions with anyone from Fairfield Council as well. So.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, there's a distinction here between existing development rights and further intensification. So it's my understanding that Fairfield is seeking further development beyond that is currently permissible.
Yes, I might add that the matter's been raised with the Western Sydney Parkland Councils and referred on to higher authorities. Any further comments on that? Councillor Cramery, you have one item which I think relates to speeding of streets in North Ward.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I was contacted by the residents and I sent you all a thing, and if you pressed all the buttons, you would have actually seen one of the cars that came over the hill somehow or other does a 180 and is facing back the other direction, but skidded into somebody's driveway. Another one did the same thing and skidded into the gutter, but they do it frequently and then burn out up the hill. There is also two motorbikes that go up there on one wheel at excessive speeds. So what I would like to see is that we put the tapes across the road and do speed checks, and that we look at some sort of traffic calming device to slow down the traffic. So that's why I suggested that it goes to the local traffic committee. Also down the end of Nepean, that's in Camelot Street, Nepean Street, if you go down there, you'll see the marks on the road. We have a real serious problem there because it's a good wide street. It's only a 50k zone, but they just use it as a practice thing for their cars going up the hill as fast as they can go and doing burnouts and leaving rubber on the road. The residents are frightened to let their children in the front of, near the front of the house. I will make a couple of comments in Committee of the Whole, which I don't want to say here, and I've noted that in the... I thought I had it in my motion, because there's some other things that need to be said. But it is totally dangerous there. If somebody were to come out of their driveway when one of these idiots is doing one of his track down the hill 180 and back up again, they would be disintegrated. It needs to be an urgent matter looked at by the police, looked at by council, and see what we can come up with. I've got a hard copy of the petition, as well as I've sent an electronic copy to council. I hope council officers have got that. Anybody mention and know where they have?
It's been received by Councillor Kevin.
Right. So, but if they, I also sent the video and that to Councillor Records. So the officers, if they tap on all the different ones, I'll see these cars and what they're doing and the damage they're causing to people's driveways.
So I really think that this one should be dealt with ASAP, and I'd like to be kept informed of what type of devices we can put in to slow them down. I think something on top of the hill would be great. Maybe they'll launch themselves into oblivion.
Mr. Mayor, can I also suggest that you have a regular meeting with a local area command, that you bring that up in the meeting with them as well? Might be some benefit for the local police.
We have discussed it, not necessarily site-specifically, but certainly we'll bring it up with that particular site in mind next time we meet, Councillor Thane.
Mr. Mayor, I could confirm that we have at officer level, we have a very constant dialogue with the police on many of these issues. This is very much a driver behaviour and a police enforcement matter. We'll obviously look at it and look at it closely if there are any options we can do in the road environment. But very rarely are speed bumps or other devices successful. Often in cases of burnouts and situations like this, they can make it worse. They actually assist in some of the burnout we've found in some streets. So, but we'll certainly give it every priority and look at any options. But it's certainly very much a matter we'll be talking to the police and seeing what they can do.
Mr. Mitt.
Councillor Greg Davies.
I think we should pass a motion requiring all drivers to drive safely.
You want to second it also?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can vote on it by yourself too.
Councillor Cornish, performing in front of the Batmobile.
Now, I like your car, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm taking it out of Cranbrook, Weaver. Yeah.
Councillor Cornish.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A report back on council subsidising the cost of installing automatic doors and eliminating steps, which it means ramps, for privately owned shops on the shopping strips in Penrith and St Mary's, up to 75%, including the best ways to deliver project to G through the CBD corporations or direct from council, and can it be budgeted for the 2021-2022 budget. Now, this would bring the shops in the strips, modernise the shops and bring them in line with and make them more competitive with places like Westfield and Kmart. At the moment, especially with COVID, people don't want to touch door handles to start with. If you put these automatic doors in, it makes it more viable for people to air dish the product as well. I think this will be a major uplift for a very tired looking strip in both Penrith and St Mary's. I think it should be given major consideration of what how we can help shopkeepers do this, because it is a cost to go automatic. The big companies can afford the average person in a small shop. I had trouble justifying the funding of that. And the eliminating steps also, both the eliminating of steps and the automatic doors, great for the disabled and elderly as well. Especially if it's carrying something, I think we kind of expect this. And when we go to a shop, door opens and such. You go to a service station, the door opens. But in Penrith and St Mary's, no, you've got to open the doors. And I think this would be the opportunity to give both areas a major facelift. So if I could have a report back to council on the viability of this, estimated cost, and I know that $400,000 set stock was given to council because it wasn't spent by the Mayor's CBD Corporation. I know this will cost a lot more, but I just see this as a boost for business, and we'll certainly need that at the moment. The second one, Mr. Mayor, is
just before you get started, that report, first of all,
question the legality of council doing that work. It's work on private property. It's work to the...
No, Councillor, I don't mean council. Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I'll clarify that. I don't mean council doing it, but the job is a quote. That we agreed to a part payment on those quotes. They arrange it. It's all their liability, as we do for historic properties at the moment. Okay. We do grants.
So you're requesting a subsidy up to 75% of the cost?
That's right. Or less, depending on what we can do.
And, I think...
Depending on what we can do. I just want to report back knowing what we can do and how we can achieve it.
Well, I think probably before council officers go into a long report about how it's going to work and the cost of it, and that, but let's get a report firstly on the legality of it and then the problems that may arise if council does go down that path.
But council wouldn't be the supplier, Mr. Mayor. Council only supplies funds. Therefore, we would not be liable.
75% of the cost to benefit people who probably largely aren't ratepayers anyhow.
Well, Mr. Mayor, it's a matter of benefiting the economy of Penrith, and that's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at individual situations. We can't just act
flippantly. I'm just saying to you, Councillor Cornisher, it does have its problems, what you're proposing, and let's look into it first before we go. Cost of what it might cost council.
Mr. Mayor?
Well, that's what I have to find out by the report.
Bearing in mind, it's not the shop owner, it's the landowner, it's like the person that actually owns the shop gets the benefit, not necessarily the...
I think the shoppers get the benefit as well, and that's where I think we need to open our minds a bit. As I say, we can't just back with Westfield and Stocklands. So I'd like to report back on that, the viability, and if we can add the legal issues, legal implications, quite happy to have that added as almost then.
Mr. Mayor, just so that council officers don't have to reinvent the wheel, the Access Committee looked at this many, many years ago and probes a lot of the landholders to try and look at ways we could make the shops in High Street in particular more accessible. There is a report somewhere in history that outlines the difficulties and the fact that it wasn't viable. So maybe if they can have a look through the old reports.
Thank you. Absolutely correct, Trish.
The second item, Councillor Cornish.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, with the COVID and beyond, a lot of people are walking more, I notice, but I also notice a hell of a lot of dogs off leash. Do we actually enforce that, or we just put up signs and they do the right thing? Are fines fixed? And how much? I get an MO back on this. Every time I go out, a dog runs up to me. And whether it's a big dog or a small dog, it doesn't matter. I have a small dog, really, my way out, and I was fine. And I find it distressing, especially when a larger dog comes running at you, you don't know what it's going to do. As far as I know, this is illegal and it should be enforced. So can I have a memo back and stating that has anyone ever been fined for it?
Back to you, Councillor Cornish, on what the procedures are. Councillors, are there any other items of...
Yes, Mr. Mayor, could I ask that... we get IT to go out and sort out his microphone. Bad enough listening to him at any time, but it's very difficult tonight.
You're referring to what, Councillor Cornish?
Yeah, well, that's right.
Good, okay.
The incident in the Blue Mountains.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll solve itself. No other items of general business, councillors?
I just had a very quick one, if I could.
Yes.
I did send a very late email in. I just wanted to all councillors to know and acknowledge the excellent work that our staff do, particularly Brian, Stefan and Andrew Robinson. As you're aware, On 1 July, community sports started back up. Netball, in particular, faced a number of hurdles. Penrith City Council and those two gentlemen I just mentioned were extremely professional in their assistance to Netball Penrith to get their sport up and running on the 18th of July. Congratulations to both of them, and thank you for all the good work you do across the city.
Thank you for that, Councillor Letizia. I apologise, I did miss your request, but it's been done. So, councillors, if there's no further items of general business, as per the agenda, we'll now move into committee of the whole to deal with confidential business. Can I have a motion that the meeting of the live audio field is to address confidential business as recommended on item one of the report? Now, members of the public listening at home will experience no audio for the duration of the confidential session. However, when the meeting recommences, the audio will restart and council will report on the recommendations of the committee of the whole to the ordinary meeting of council. We're back, and for those who are still listening, we've completed our considerations of the committee of the whole. The committee of the whole met at 8:24 p.m. on Monday, the 27th of July, 2020. The following being present: myself, the Deputy Mayor Karen McEwen, OAM, Councillors Jim Aiken, OAM, Bernard Bertusa, Todd Cavani, Brian Cartwright, Robin Cook, Marcus Cornish, Kevin Tramry, OAM, Greg Davies, Mark Davies, Aaron Duke, Tricia Hitchin, Kath Prisley, and John Thane. And the committee of the whole excluded the press and public from the meeting for the reasons set out in CW1, and as the committee of the whole submitted the following recommendations to council. Item 2, Penrith Stadium lease, the recommendation being that the information contained in the report of Penrith Stadium lease be received. That was moved by Councillor Cartwright and seconded by Councillor Thane. And the second recommendation in relation to the General Manager's report, which is that the information contained in the report of the General Manager's Annual Performance Review for 2019-2020 be received, and two, Council endorse the actions outlined in the report. And that recommendation was moved by Councillor Greg Davies and seconded by Councillor Marcus Cornish. I have someone move the adoption of those recommendations. We move Councillor Presley, seconded Councillor Duke. Any discussion? There is no discussion. Those in favour, please say aye. Those against, declare it carried. Councillors, members of the staff and the public who are still online, this brings to an end our meeting, and I declare the meeting of ordinary meeting of the 27th of July 2020 closed. And thank you very much for your participation and the comments. And councillors, have a good sleep tonight.